Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Hey, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting right now? And as we come together this evening, you know, it really is about this incredible, it's like a pull. Do you feel it? This Mercury retrograde is already reaching out and going, hey, we're getting closer and I'm going to pull on everything. And we are in a 6-day window that begins right now. So, hey, get into the call board. You want to get on this show tonight? Let's get you in there. Of course, my incredible, beloved, amazing husband, wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Kaur, will be with us shortly. So get into the queue over at BBS Radio. That is 1-800-627-6008. And of course, over at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. If you're with us live on Tuesday nights at 5 p.m., get into that queue. And for all of you that are catching us over at iHeartRadio and all of the other beautiful channels that have been covering this show, thank you. We are so excited to be with you right now. So let's dive into it, shall we? And I want to share with you that as Mercury is doing, I am having the most fascinating challenge. I cannot move my mouse, nor can I get I can't even get to what I want to show you guys. So I'm having a very hard time. There we are. Okay. So the first thing I'm going to do is open up that one call board. It is now open, 517-208-1500. And I'm going to find us. Here we are. I have no idea where our Zoom is. So there we are. So here we are, my loves. I want to talk about what is happening right now. We are in the middle of an incredible full moon that is outside the bounds of anything that we have done. And I do need to stop and ask, because Sri, I have no camera at all. I just need to know, are we broadcasting? I hear nothing. I'm seeing nothing. I don't know if we're broadcasting. Okay, there we are. My producer is just telling me we are live. Thank you. And now I'm finally seeing something again. So I don't know why I lost this, but this was gone. So forgive me, everyone, but it's really hard to be focused when there's literally nothing. So I just am so grateful, and I'm laughing because this is this week, right? This is this incredibly powerful Mercury retrograde that is already saying, look, I'm here, pay attention. And so these tech glitches are happening. These little fascinating Mercury retrograde, they are saying, are you ready? They're like little sparks of light. Are you ready? But you notice how we have this angelic presence around this amazing full moon. Well, those are these 6 days that we're in right now. Now, why is it 6 days? Well, now that I have a screen, I can click share screen, and I'm going to show you why it's 6 days. Here is the January up-level calendar. And so what you're seeing here is we are right now in the last week of this. We are here on Tuesday the 26th. And if you were with us on Sunday, if you're with Sri and I past Sunday, we talked about how today is that you see how it's like that upswing, right? Remember, we're waxing, right? We're waxing in the moon, but you see how that multidimensional presence is moving up. And tomorrow, look at the 27th. First, look at the Wednesday. Remember, at the very top where it says the word Wednesday, what do you see? You see the burst of light from the flame. This is that creation energy. This is that energy that is saying, okay, I am coming to you from the outer experience of your consciousness. Are you ready? And that is going to actually come back into the full moon as the creation. And so tomorrow, the 27th, is the final Wednesday of January. This month was all about the Wednesday energy. And tomorrow is the only time this month that we have our mastery creation breathing out into the form that we're already in today, spiraling around to come back to us on Thursday, the 28th, that we are already remembering now. Now breathe that in, because I was walking you through those outer three nagas. This has been the month of the nagas. Every month has a rising energy, and this month the rising energy was the rising nagas, and we're going to be talking about those every month. And in this month of the rising nagas, this energy has been here to teach us. You see the melting time in there, to really invite us to say yes to going beyond our own limitations, our own experience of time, to say yes to stepping outside of that linearity and really allowing the fluid vision. And that's what's happening right now. We are in the first of the 6-day window. And you'll notice that it's today, Tuesday, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Sri and I are going to be teaching you today. We're going to all be walking into tomorrow. These next 3 days are completely time surfed. You are going to be in these same 3 days. This is its own sense of time. And it's a moment to honestly claim concentric dimensionality. Now, before you think I'm insane and before you're like, what is she talking about? Let me ask you this. How has your week been? And what have you been noticing? What is mirroring around you? What have you either consciously or now in this moment are consciously gazing at that is honestly offering you greater clarity? Because today is day one, the 26th, and it's all about the root chakra. The question is, which root chakra? The root chakra of the body, or the root chakra of your ascended heart? These are going to be paralleling. And so today, the root center and the ascended heart are screaming and they're lifting. See that tail moving up? That's why I'm leaving up the calendar. We're lifting it up. We're bringing this up. We're breathing it into tomorrow. And that's when that Wednesday flame of intention comes in. And that's day two. And day two in that flame of creation is the second chakra. Tomorrow is the birth of your dreams, of your sacred intention, in the energy of the full moon. The goddess, this is why I have this beautiful winged energy of this angelic creature. It is the goddess that is coming in around this full moon, offering your intention the birth it deserves in this cradle tomorrow of the breath of the day after, already with us now, showing you spiral time. Can you relax into that? And I know what this can sound like, but we are at a moment where if today is about the root chakra of the body and the root chakra of our ascended presence, which is the ascended heart, then tomorrow is the second chakra, the sacral of this planet, that cradle, that womb of creation. What do you want to create? What are you calling in, right? But it's coming in with your truth. It lifts from the fourth to the fifth simultaneously, because this is about the two bodies coming together so that the Merkaba of self-ascension fully ignites. Now, what does that mean? It means your instability. And so I'm going to play with that word, that you're instability or you are instability. And I hope you're catching on with what I'm trying to share with you, is that right now you're being torn between the worlds if you're awake. I know I am. I'm having a really hard time being in density right now. And it's not about density. I'm living the five screens, but they just became like 10. And it happened almost overnight. And the eye that's left is keeping up with it. But we are all at a moment where we are at a crisis of consciousness or stunning clarity. We are at the borderlands again. And do you feel what's happening? It is right now. You're stabilizing the root of your ascendant chakra, right? The base is your heart. With the root of this body, that's the sacred union. That is the mastery, the divine flow. This is a profound moment because we move from the first to the second, and then on the 28th, and it's funny, as I'm sharing this, I'm feeling a lot of you in your throat. Breathe. Then on the 28th, when the full moon rises, that's this Thursday, we rise to literally ignite the third eye. We're getting ready to break free. That's going to happen 2 days later. We're going to ignite the third eye on the full moon. At the same time, we ignite our power. We are saying yes to our mastery. This is the divine feminine that is saying, look, if we just say yes to who we are, then we can stop with all of this tug of war over masculine, feminine, power, whatever, and just start being. And what I know is true is that in the being, the incredible amount of conscious illumination and inspiration and ability to work with others and assist more to become more escalates in ways that defy the mind. So we are at the borderlands of sanity again, just when we thought we were done. And I guess that's the ultimate irony, isn't it? That we think we're done. So here's what's even more profound is that we have this beautiful full moon. Well, then on Friday, we lift to the heart of the body to match the crown. Feel that, because we're not done yet. But that beautiful day of the full moon, it's like we have that one day integration that's saying, yeah, wow, lift more, expand more. And so on Friday, we have that opportunity. And then on Saturday arrives this Mercury retrograde that is the single most intense, profound moment of Mercury energy in this entire cycle. I'm talking 2020 and 2021, if that gives you any idea. And it's about the remind, free mind. For those that are choosing density, Saturday will give them an opportunity, and they're going to buckle down. They're going to dig in their heels, and that energy is going to be there through and up until we get to the equinox. We are already entering the equinox energy right now. And I know you feel it, and it's big and it's robust. And it's why, just wake up, right? If you're, you just do it, get play, pretend, right? But this is our moment. And so as you are doing that, and as you are moving into your intentionality tomorrow, you've already time surfed into the equinox. You already see the dance of the Kanyari. You already see the temple. I know here at Tosa Blue Mountain, even as I'm sharing this with you right now, do you hear the high pitched tone? This mountain is speaking. And I'm wanting to remind all of you that Shri, myself, and Bria, and FYI, there have been three condors following me for the past 3 days, ever since we confirmed this. And there's three of us that are going. We are going high up into the Kanyari area that we have never been, and we have been invited to these highland areas, and we will be filming all that we're allowed to film, and we will share that with you next Sunday as well. And that's happening on day 6, which was a complete coincidence, which is that final day when we move all the way up, when the lotus chakra ignites, and the self-ascended presence manifests in the body of form, and we catapult into a mastery expansion that is going to seem so miraculous that the only choice you have is to let go of linear time. And that from that space, it all starts making sense. And that's why this week is so big. And that's why I know I'm having a very challenging time today, because it's the root center of the body, which I have not been in a very long time. And it's with the root center of the ascended, and it's big. Density is big, guys. It's really big. Now, it's so big that I want to share this with you. Little teaser for next Sunday's show. Not only are you going to have all the video of what's happening this weekend, but I want to sneak peek February to you right now. And here's why. I'm going to begin with the February up-level calendar. I just want to share it for a minute. Look what's coming, guys. Look what's coming. You see the gates? You see the gates? You see the lioness? You see the illuminated new moon on the 11th? The Mercury retrograde completes on the 19th. But remember, we're not post-phase, so we get all the way into March. But you see how it's like a pyramid? Look, at start at the 27th. 27, 19, 11. You see that? 27, 19, 11. Go up to the top at the 3. It's a step pyramid that opens a gate. And once again, what are the dates? It's the Wednesdays. Now, this month is so different, and I'm going to stop the share, that it is involved with the January ascendant numerology. So the last thing I want to share with you before I bring my beloved husband in is I want to show you what's coming in February. This is the February ascended numerology. And if you look down at the bottom, what you're going to see is right there underneath the numbers that the Mercury retrograde begins January 30th, 2021. And for those of you that follow ascended numerology, you know that we don't ever put dates from the month before. This is the first time it has ever been absolutely necessary to blend 2 months together, and the ascended numerology shows it. I'm not going to say anything else about that other than you have got to be this Sunday. Grab everybody you know and be at Sri and Kira Live noon Pacific time when we break with stuff that's going to blow your mind. And this is part of the February cycle. It is all coming together. It is a moment where and I'm just going to read a quote. It's a quote that I put in the e-card today. And so I want you to bring your hands to your heart because this week is really going to bring this forward. And here it is. In the moments that we become aware that we are not alone and that our playing field is far greater than we are able to perceive, we expand exponentially into the depth of our conscious awareness. And when that happens, is when we can have our crisis in consciousness or our greatest crystalline clarity or both. And so that's a conversation I want to continue with only one person that I know of in this moment as we are in these 6 profound days. And that is my amazing beloved wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Ka. Here he comes. All right, Sri. Hey there. He's been on the other side. Our studio has got a couple rooms here. All right. Welcome, wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka.
I'm the man in the moon.
You are. I love that. Oh, my gosh. I love that. Yeah, we meant that. I love those kind of accidents. And so, you know, Sri and I, we were starting this discussion on Sunday during our show, Sri and Kira Live. And what we're going to be doing today in the second half of the show is we're going to be walking you through this creation, this sacred intention process that's happening right now. And I want to talk about this moment, this crisis, this consciousness crisis that's happening.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me how much stuff is going on in the world of density. Everything, I don't need to recite it, but there is so much activity in the traditional mainstream power systems.
Right.
Simultaneously, there is great up-level energy happening in the ascended strata of beingness that's not televised. So therein is the fun.
Based upon where you watch your video.
That's the fun thing is that for those of us that are engaged in this conversation mm-hmm. and this show and mm-hmm. and on our other shows, the audience and the people that are gathering and are hugging each other or loving each other are holding a frequency that is uncommon in the outer world. And that frequency then creates a stability where consciousness can expand.
And here's why this is such a gift, because whenever you connect with anything that challenges you to expand, it offers you the key word. We talk about this in Monday Magic, a little key in unlocking some of the archangelic phraseology is the word understand.
Yes.
And so whenever you start understanding, it means you're giving your left brain permission to receive more information and not be threatened by it. Because we are the saboteurs. We are the ones that stop our own evolutionary sense of beingness. And we do that for so many reasons that seem so valid and are valid to the level of consciousness that is working with them. And then the reason that it's so, I think it's just such a fascinating thing to have this crisis in consciousness is because it's so easy to get you to doubt yourself enough to stop consciousness from expanding or from ever growing, or even realizing that you're on a plateau and that there is a fence out there, but you were given so much room to roam in, you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's that borderland of sanity.
Well, and the borderlands of sanity are the borderlands of the known paradigm.
Exactly.
So remember, sanity just means it's predictable. That's all it means. Right. There are plenty of people who are living what we would call rather tragic, insane lives, but because it's predictable, they'll qualify as sane, meaning we understand what they're doing and they understand to some extent what they're doing. So let's go a little further. The borderlands of sanity are saying to you, are you willing to stretch the very paradigm that you include yourself in?
You know, let's just breathe that in. Are you willing to stretch the very paradigm that you include yourself in is a powerful point of entry for self-inquiry.
Yes.
Because it's when we get nakedly authentic, when we can really ask the questions and hold the witness or be outside of the emotional body, love ourselves enough to really look, is when we are our greatest moment of freedom.
Well, and your freedom comes when you stop identifying with that which is limited. So think of the paradox here. We identify with our inner child or our personality, which is just a subset of your potential.
Yeah.
And when you identify with just that, there's always an existential anxiety. Now, the philosophers have talked about existential anxiety for thousands of years, but nobody really put it in the psychological terms. Existential anxiety exists because we identify with that which is limited, and it feels anxious because it's not true.
Breathe that in. Right? I mean, just really breathe that in. Just really feel
that. I hate
that.
To sum it up so simply. But
why not? If you can, why not? Right? It doesn't have to be hard. Archangel Zadkiel 101, right?
No, it does not.
Right? And, not meant to be.
And so think about every aha moment in your life, every evolutionary thing in your life came about
right?
Because you broke through a limitation.
And you allowed yourself to know it.
Yeah, you trusted something.
Yeah.
You know, how many times we are at the threshold of, oh, I'm so scared, I don't know if I can do this. And then you do it, however you call in the courage in the moment, and you do it, and you look back and you go, oh, that wasn't that hard. You know, that chasm wasn't that big. I could have just leapt over it.
Right.
But I was in the space of the unknown, and I just was anticipating that it would be really tough. And we make it so big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a case of mistaken identity, identifying with the limitation rather than surrendering trust into the expansion.
Well, you know, this is part of that crisis in consciousness. And remember, you can ask us a question about that if you like. I think we might have a phone line or two open. Let me give you that number again. I don't know, though. If it's busy, just hold on to the number. 888-627-6008 over at bbsradio.com. And of course, 517-208-1500 over at Oneness Talk Radio. And Sri, I really want to go forward and say, let's take a moment and really talk about this crisis in consciousness, because so many people, I think we get to a moment where we want to move forward.
Yeah.
We're committed to move forward.
Yeah.
But then there's something called ulterior motive. and the crisis in consciousness comes when you are awake enough to go beyond the ulterior motive. And this is why the multidimensional consciousness is so important. This is why the up-level energy that we're in right now, you know, we are being given, imagine, and I know it sounds like a round robin, right? But imagine that right now you are literally being invited to relax into multidimensional consciousness and to relax into that multidimensional consciousness in a way that is also accepting a broader sense of who you are while still aware of everything that's happening right now. That's right. That's the entry. That's the moment you walk in and say hello.
Well, it is the entry. But one of the biggest challenges is that we always have dual personalities. Until we reach a certain point, that we begin our journey by becoming aware that we're aware. You know, we are self-aware creatures, right? Mm-hmm. But so is your puppy. Mm-hmm. So lots of sentient beings have awareness, but not many have consciousness that they're aware.
Well, that's the key. Can you become aware of the consciousness? And that is where the ascended process begins, right? That's where that spiral of ignition begins.
Okay, so now this begins to happen, and we begin to observe ourselves living our life. We begin to be in that detached place, because the true observer is at peace.
Exactly.
It's just witnessing.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And that observer is so closely aligned to the divine nature that the worldly personality feels like the observer is rather calm. You know, it's like you're a little indifferent. You know, it's like, come on, I want you to get on my team here. You know, there's this funny dialectic that happens when we are transitioning from the personality priority to the soul priority.
Absolutely.
And so what's happening for all of us is that the egoic self, which is a useful tool for navigating the world. Mm-hmm. It goes through periods of freak out.
It does.
You know, we have our first freak out when we first start to wake up. Then we create a stability, mm-hmm. and we're become aware that we're aware and we're noticing things and we live a more loving life, etc. And then we have this up level that's going on right now. We're going to come back to that some more.
Yeah, we are.
And all of a sudden, the up level is saying, let's widen the aperture even further.
Tomorrow, second chakra and your truth. And we're going to be walking into that and talking how to be doing that in a moment. But let's go to the phone lines for a moment first, right? Let's hear from you guys. You know, how are you doing? I know there's a lot going on here. We've got a lot of people holding on tonight. Let's go ahead and start. We've got an anonymous unknown. I love starting with those. All right, anonymous unknown caller, welcome.
Hello there.
That might be me.
That is you. Woohoo! We found you. Welcome, Angel.
So anonymous. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
My name is actually Eva.
Well, hey, Eva. Namaste and welcome, sweetheart.
Namaste. Well, it's been an interesting time. And I'm keeping things, you know, upbeat. So I think that's good. I think it's flowing well.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's exactly the way you want, you know, if it does not bring you joy, why are you doing it? And taking that to that level of living is the way to go.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. How can we serve you?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, she's just asking, how can we serve you tonight?
I don't know if you're doing any mini soul readings at all. I mean, I would love one if that's what you're doing. I appreciate it.
Well, I bet you we can. And so let's say yes to that law of instantaneous manifestation. And so, sweetheart, I want to invite you to just bring your hands to your heart. And as I've been connecting with you, as you were sharing and everything that's happening, it's on the right side of your upper spine, almost in harmony with where the shoulder blade would be. There's like this fascinating energy, and it's like it's peeking out around your spine. And I'm looking at it because it's actually kind of equal with like that high heart that we're talking about, which is today, you know, that beautiful ascended heart energy. And what I'm experiencing and what I'm noticing around you is that there's like you've gathered this, I don't want to call it an army, but like you've gathered this incredible group around you, and they're all looking at you and they're saying, if you're really ready to do this, then take in a deeper breath, let it out with even more, they're using the word profundity, let it out with even more profundity, and then gaze at what is straight ahead of you. And smile knowing the step has already been taken. And so it is.
Cool.
Very cool.
Wow.
Thank you, my love.
Very cool.
Namaste.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Mwah. Love to you.
We love you, sweetheart. Right. Namaste. And I just want to share with everyone, really feel that right now. It's very interesting. I am feeling literally like if mm-hmm. the, you know, like, well, okay, right here where my, you see my beautiful eternal life canoe here. This is very special to me. I bought this in Cairo. But like right there. And if I went straight through.
Yeah.
And then it's
that's the high heart all the way through.
It is, but it's like it's peeking around this vertebrae. And so that was a very powerful way to open up tonight. I'm very, very grateful, you know, because it's all about us. And mm-hmm. so that is what this year is about. You know, let us not forget that 2021 is healing the heart of humanity. And how are we doing that? It's that beautiful phoenix, right? Where all the phoenix as this dragony, noggy, lion-headed flow. How extraordinarily wondrous is that?
Well, it is wondrous. And, you know, the first time I saw one of these wonderful Balinese carvings of the dragons.
We actually have a pair of them here.
You know, and it was my first introduction some years ago. Yeah. They're kind of ferocious. You know, they have this
smiley.
They have this intensity. And then when it was explained to me that their role is that of guardians.
Right. Protectors.
And that they're holding the earth. They're holding this section
creation.
Of the universe and protecting it and guarding it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it starts to make sense that that energy that is seeking to protect has a ferocity because that which would interfere has its own energy and strong boundaries, strong energy is needed to balance that.
Wow. And you know, speaking of that strong energy, it does bring my heart because we're in this opening right now tonight through the equinox in March. I think about how in the Cañari, the sacred symbol of the serpiente
the serpent,
and how we have all this here all over Chosa Blue Mountain, and we're going to go be with them on the Mercury retrograde day, and that we'll be with you the very next day. And it also brings me to the WWAglobal.com opening again. We were going to, if you're with us on Sunday, you're going, hey, Kira, what's up? We decided in the fluidity of time that as my beloved husband right here, the man in the moon, the wise man. Oh, I love that. Oh, we need a picture
right
of that.
There, right
my
there.
Beloved wise man. Oh, don't move. Fabulous. Somebody grab that. I mean, I know you guys will. Anyway, so that the full moon, that's the moment when the illumination, that's that moment when we will be opening up the site. And so make a note on your full moon day to join us over at WWAglobal.com. We're going to roll it out at Pacific time, noon on that date. And that is the moment when all of this energy, this Cañari, the Nagas, this flowing, this one time where January 30th and February 1 don't, they affect each other
mm-hmm.
in the ascended numerology. And this is part of that concentric time. Remember, we're in the year of what? Those 12 concentric cycles. And this is the first one that's rolling in to ignite the second, and they roll as infinite energy. So really big energy because this Mercury retrograde that's already pulling, I know you guys feel it, it's pulling in the full moon. So right now, you're literally being pulled. Everything's pulling at you. I know I've had a very hard time. My nervous system is gone. Right now, today, my nervous system is as raw as it's ever been because there's just so much pull. And in the mastery presence of that, I'm able to navigate through that and pay attention. Today is the first of the body and the ascended heart. And notice where our first caller, Sri, right there.
Yeah,
ascended heart. Yeah.
Well, and it's been fascinating. The greater energetics that are revealed by ascended numerology are showing us, it's just beautiful, the two root centers.
Right.
So the root center of the ascended state is your heart. That's your foundation. It's that the infinite peace of unconditional love. The root center of the body is in your pelvis, which is the point of balance for the physicality. And that root center, years ago when consciousness was lower, was all about your tribe and all about
safety
and the polarity.
Basic
with
safety.
Whom am I safe? How do I feed myself? Those kinds of things.
Where do I sleep?
Yeah. And so that level of safety, as consciousness has lifted, it's become more about divine infusion into the world of form. And it's not about safety anymore. It's about serving the divine flow.
And, right.
And to serve is to make those who are unsafe safe. So consider how it evolved. Instead of it's all about me and my safety, it's about how can I help?
There it is. And let's go, let's go through that together. I'm going to back up just a little bit and we'll use our hands.
But, oh yeah. You're the angel. I'm the moon.
Okay. I love it. I love it. We're both right. It's one, right. We're just one. There it is. So let's go through these 6 days again, because remember what these 6 days are about is you anchoring the sacred union of you and you. This is what we were talking about on Sunday, you plus you. This is what's happening. It's these 6 days. It's the ignition of the Merkaba of the self-ascended presence. So today would be, I'm going to be off camera, down at the base, at the root center, base of the spine, and the root center of the ascension, right? Of the Divine Galactic Blueprint, shrinkara.com. Go learn about the Divine Galactic Blueprint. So right here. Now that's today. Now take in a breath. And when you exhale, right? On the exhale, I want you to move your lower hand to the second chakra and your heart hand to the fifth.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're on that second chakra. You want to talk about where that's located?
Well yeah.
People who might not know.
And this is fascinating and
isn't it
wondrous.
And this is tomorrow, because remember, we're going to talk to you about how to really create tomorrow.
Okay. So we move from the love of self and the love of humanity. How
right.
can I serve?
That's right now today.
Okay. To what am I creating?
Wow. In my truth.
And the truth chakra, the fifth
right?
chakra, is about the truth of present time, not the truth of what you learned about the world a century ago, the truth of now. The truth of now informing
right.
the crucible of creation.
Yes.
Which is the sacral chakra. It's real right. close to the navel, just under the navel.
Oh, wow.
And so as we think about that crucible, that what are we igniting? What are we
right.
nourishing? How do we feel about being in the world, but informing it with our divine
right.
recognition.
So that's tomorrow. That's what we're going to talk about right now. Now you're on your second and your fifth.
Yes.
Full moon day, third chakra, sixth chakra. Right here. Got it. Third.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. Sorry, guys. Getting in my chair is not easy. Okay. So yeah. So three and six is the full moon. And this is why WWA, it's the day of empowering the vision of the planet. Remember that when we empower our third eye, it expands our vision. It frees our mind. It prepares us for what's coming 2 days later. So on the full moon, the 28th, Thursday, third chakra, third eye.
Yeah, well, and there's more.
Right, but wait, there's more.
Because you're here today.
Exactly.
The sixth chakra, the third eye chakra,
hello?
Is about seeing beyond the physical.
Right.
The third chakra in the ascended energy of now, and this is not the Divine Galactic Blueprint.
This is just the
higher expression of spirit and form.
This is the self-ascended chakras, which are also at shrinkara.com.
Okay, the third chakra is about trust.
Right?
So consider this for a second.
What
this
are you trusting?
Fabulous.
Isn't it perfect?
Yeah.
Don't you love it?
I am seeing beyond
right?
the physical, and I'm bringing
hello?
That into my muscular system. The third chakra governs your muscles.
Support!
So how are you moving? I'm moving with my divine sight online.
It's perfect!
So consider this evolutionary opportunity. It's right here. It's right now, and you're going to touch it, taste it, feel
right?
it.
It's these 6 days. That's why you need to be here tonight to get all this, so
okay.
you know what's happening.
The heart is foundationalizing my root of the conventional system. I'm fine. Foundationalizing
right?
in love.
Today.
My truth is foundationalizing in my creation chakra.
Tomorrow.
And then my power is connected to my sight.
Full moon.
And the full moon is the reflection of all, is it not?
There he is, right here.
And so consider the opportunity
right?
to open to a greater vision, full
crazy,
illumination,
right?
And I love the symbology of the night. The night is the infinite. And the moon is the reflected illumination that can that is piercing the infinite darkness.
It's a birth. It is. This is why this angelic presence, it is the moment of that. And when you really ignite this that way, that's when those cosmic prime meridians can first open. Yeah. Because Friday, remember, we're only at day three at the full moon. No, day four, excuse me. On Friday, we go where? To the crown, right? The crown. And we were on our third chakra. Mm-hmm. We go to the heart of this body.
Yeah.
This is that ultimate preparing for the mastery presence, because then you walk into Mercury retrograde with the truth of the eighth as who you are.
Well, let's pause for
check
a second.
That out. You
crown,
love it.
Crown and your circulatory system.
Hello.
What is the heart circulating? Divine wisdom to the tissues, information and guidance from your highest guide, your highest self.
It's a great
when the
time.
Crown opens and the heart is open, we're circulating divine inspiration into the vessel of form so that we can get out there and serve, create, and love.
Well, you know what? Wow. Let's serve, create, and love. We got all these people waiting. I love that, Sri. Serve, create, and love. So let's go ahead. We're going to go over here. We're going to go back over to Oneness Talk Radio for a moment. Then we'll pop over to BBS Radio. And right now we're going to go to, oh, the person we were going to call just left the call board. Okay. Then we're going to go over to BBS Radio and we're going to welcome Rebecca from California. Hey, Rebecca from California. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, sweetheart.
Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. Welcome to the show.
I first started listening to you guys as I was on my way home from an oral surgery, and I thought it was really auspicious because Sri had told me in a reading earlier that it had something to do with my root chakra, and now, you know, you're talking about the root chakra, and you're talking about how tomorrow you're going to go up. And then I was getting home, and I got out of my car, and this hawk flew over, and it did this, like, figure eight right above my head, and you had just been talking about the condors following you around, and now you're talking about the full moon on the 28th, and that's my birthday. And because of the surgery that I had, I actually have these next few days off of work for the most part. And I'm just, you know, it just feels very auspicious to me, everything that you guys have been saying. And I wonder if you have some, like, a recommendation for how I could spend this extra time, this, like, bonus time that I have off.
Wow. Well, first of all, I think Sri and I are just going, wow.
Wonderful little magical reflections going on.
I love listening to your sharing. Thank you so much for sharing all of that, because what you are exhibiting is that mastery presence of the law of instantaneous manifestation. You're allowing yourself to receive and pay attention. You know, the signs are always there, the blessings are always there, but it's when we can start really putting them together that we are able to reap that harvest. And that's all and as I'm talking to you, boy, I'm getting another seventh chakra. I don't know what I call them, electroshocks. That these 6 days for you, you know, everything we've just shared, and we're going to be in a moment talking about tomorrow specifically, but I see you just really diving into you. Like, I just want you to indulge in you, you know, do something that you want to do, take a bath, just sit in bed and have a morning beverage, have fun, be on a youcation, right? Make it all about you. And at the same time, keep it in your highest you. How may I serve? How may I now call this forward? Thank you, beloved universe, for offering me the blessing of being who I am right now. Now show me how to pay it forward. Show me how to expand even more. You're ready. And thank you for modeling that for all of us, because that is literally where we're going in this, in sharing more with you in just a moment about the next few days. So Thank you for kind of queuing that up for all of us, Rebecca. We love you.
Well, and try this on. Your time off is time in.
Yeah, baby.
So,
love it.
So, you know, time actually dominates density, meaning the career and the working and the world and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And when we get time off, we get time in
Woo-hoo.
To be with the higher version of ourselves and the deeper reality. So enjoy yourself.
We know you are. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys. I love you.
Oh, we love you too, sweetheart. Namaste. Too. Many blessings. Well, you know, Sri, let's talk about tomorrow. So I believe I closed the graphic, but I just want to share it again. Not visually. I'll just share it in words. Remember that tomorrow we are in that moment where that concentric dimensionality, the Naga energy, which set in motion that kind of Wednesday focus, which is continuing in February. Remember, January and February are really tied together in interesting ways. So that Naga energy right now in this moment is actually waxing, right? We're in the waxing. We're still going into the full moon. This is day one. So we're lifting up in this cycle. We're in that first of the moment into the peak of the full moon. But tomorrow, we've actually popped into a creation cycle that will be coming back on. Here we go. Sri, in his infinite experience of wisdom, has offered us the calendar. This way I don't have to be. There it is. So you see right there on the 27th, tomorrow, the breath of the creation that you are breathing into form now and will be anchoring tomorrow is already coming back in concentric dimensionality and has been spiraling around you all month. And on the 28th, when that full moon rises and we move into that third chakra and the third eye, you see how that ignition will pay forward into you today, tomorrow. It's all one. And so thank you, Sri. We can stop the share. So as you walk into tomorrow, the key tomorrow is to find at some point some private time and to really make it special. This is a moment about sacred, private, personal intention. And it begins by getting rid of the ulterior motives. It begins by really being with what is at the depth of your heart beyond all fear. And if you are in partnership, then you would want to do this with your partner. And otherwise, you want to really be in partnership with you. And you want to be in partnership with you always. Tomorrow is about that dream that's already been put into motion, that's already been done. This is what you need to know. You're calling it in. And that's why I've been showing you the calendar. And look, stare at the calendar. Get the calendar. Go to sriandkira.com. Get the calendar. It's right there on the homepage. And while you're there, register for everything because there's just too much going on. You got to do it all. This is the year. You got to do it all.
Yeah.
And when we've made it beyond affordable. It's like insanely affordable.
You want to stabilize that part of you that's expanding.
Right.
Then we got to be together. Give it the nourishment.
Right. Sri and I'm just looking up the universe going, okay, we're reverse aging because in many worlds we way overcommitted, but we also know that it's this important this year, right? So get the calendar, stare at the calendar, and remember right now that intention tomorrow has already been put into motion, whether you know it or not, and it's already coming back and will continue to help you with this remind, free mind pull that's coming in on the 30th.
You know, one of the little tips I want to offer you is often when I'm coaching people, it's important to help guide them to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we go deeper, we discover foundational information, foundational energies that when we start to command those, the more superficial experiences in our life just shift so quickly and beautifully. So here's the example. To sit down and do a little journaling on your sacred intention. What is it you're calling in? What are you manifesting?
Right.
And if you're in partnership, then do this together. You can do it individually, but make sure there's a together piece.
And then the key is to dream it out loud.
Yes.
Talk about it. Dream it out loud. Not I wish. Dream it out loud.
And that's the
deeper
piece.
Put it into motion. Yeah.
touch into, okay, now I pretend it's manifest.
Not even pretend.
But, well, whatever it takes for you to get into that flow.
Right.
If you just move into it's now manifest, what am I feeling? What are the energies? What's going on?
Now, let me share with you why. When the agreement is made from your highest consciousness, it sends out the higher frequency. You will meet the people that will bring it forward. You will be connected because you're not operating with ulterior motive. You're operating from the stream of the potentiality in the consciousness, which means if it's not a pretend, if it's a this is, I am, and please join us for the I am, right? If this is, I am. Putting that out in the energy of tomorrow, it's already here now. It's already gone into the creation point tomorrow. It's already come back and it's already back again.
Mm-hmm.
You are that limitless. So that is the intention, is to draw yourself into the being of the I am and to invite that inspiration to allow the creation and to know that that breath has already been breathing. It's that deeply profound. And to be conscious of it is the gift, because it's happening whether you're conscious of it or not.
Yeah.
The question is, can you get your level of consciousness to be greater than the autopilot that's already trying to decide what you're going to be creating?
You know, oftentimes, you ever sat on a bus or a train or whatever, and you had the intention to go to Cincinnati, and you're now in the vehicle, and it's just kind of chugging along. Well, so are you a passenger or are you driving it? You know, that's really, really what's up,
right?
Because you set intentions in place with your birth.
Exactly. And the waves of consciousness that you carry meet others. You know, Lost Books of the Essene, one of my favorite quotes is that consciousness and wisdom is never lost. Mm-hmm. It just moves to different planes of receptivity.
Yes. Everything is available. And this is why, the earlier guidance about move into the manifest dream, feel it, sense it, feel
exactly.
the energy
exactly.
and the consequences of it. Because when all of that is congruent, your success is assured.
You will find the people. It will happen. You know, I want to share right now that a vision tree and I have been carrying, we put it out there in consciousness. We also put it out there in action, and it came together. And we're watching this happen more than once. Of course, watch what's happening in your life right now. It is a time where 2021 is about healing the heart of humanity through the energy of the rising phoenix as this lion dragon. That's a big energy.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we're being invited. We're saying, look, on top of that, like that's enough, like that wasn't enough. There's this little thing called concentric dimensionality. And let's throw in some spiral time. You know, I mean, it's enough to sincerely drive you to the brink, but that's part of it, isn't it? Because the crisis of our consciousness comes when we cannot get by our own doubt and our own fear and our own anger and our own anxiety. It is the self-imposed sabotage. It is the spiral of skepticism that is the limitation. This is a 6-day window. Very few people will know about it. Maybe we'll make a little video. Maybe Bria, maybe make a little video and get it up on YouTube to let people know what's happening. This is a 6-day window. What do you want to do about it?
Yeah.
Right? Remember, we're simultaneously anchoring the body of form with the higher presence. Imagine where we'll be by Saturday night if we keep saying yes and we consciously command what's happening this week. It's exciting.
It is exciting. This is a time where the power of yes has more momentum than it did before. And speaking of the yes, I want to remind you that Kira and I have put together some pathways to support your self-ascended processing.
Yes, yes.
And the one that's very dear to my heart is about the self-ascended healer, because we're going to move from the evasive balancing into the evasive medical intuitive training this year. And it is packed with value, packed with support so that you can be an instrument of positivity in your life and in your circle. And we really invite you to look closely at that opportunity. It is powerful and it's here. And we're also the Monday Magic and the whole flow on supporting your consciousness and your expansion. It's all happening. And I just would be remiss if I didn't say, please check it out. Inform yourself and then make a choice.
This is the year. 2021 matters. And this moment you tuned in right now, we're time stamping in. Whenever you join this moment, your 6 days begins. But in this moment right now, we are all being invited to say yes to the greater self. We are all being invited to lift our consciousness and hold that grid of illumination. Last night during Monday Magic, we talked about the grid of illumination. And in April, we are lighting a torch.
Yes.
And so check out and join us as we are honored to, for the first time ever, unlock the keys of the original I Am discourses of the Ascended Masters. You are the master. Big week ahead, 6 days. You can do this. We will have a lot to share on Sunday, and we look forward to seeing you on the flip side then.
Until then, much love.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.